First of all, I'd like to thank the organizer for this opportunity. And my presentation is related to the master's degree of one of my students, this lady here, Clícia Silva. And also it involves other people from São Paulo State University, Marco Júlio and Gomes Júnior. Okay. The reason to work with this species, it's a legume, so it's become very important once we are using in large scale this species to produce specifically organic products. And then that's it has been used. It's originally is from India, and right now it's used by specifically for green manure. And also, you can use this plant to produce a special papers with a special texture. Okay, this species, it has a high adaptability to dry condition and low soil fertility. The root system, it's vigorous, branching, and can reach a deep in the soil. It has a fast growing. And also, it has high nitrogen fixation potential as a legume. It can cause some suppression on weeds, so it can control weeds, and also it can control nematodes. With these three abilities, when you rotate this species with other, we have a good increase on yields, specifically some crops that we show you later. We have a positive result when you rotate this species with rice, with coffee, cotton, sugarcane, and maize. Basically, adding at suppression of weeds, or say control weeds, control some nematoid species like the genus that cause some deformation on root system. So it's a very positive species for us. So the reason for that is the control of weeds can be by shading or acting at the temperature range and the competition. So we can see some picture here. In this case, we plant Crotalaria junca in between the plants. And also, you have these allelopathic effects. And these effects you can see in different way, like inhibition of germination of some weed species, or cause some reducing tillering of some green or some grass, deaths of seedlings, and different way it can attack the weed seeds. Using this in controlling weeds, it can reduce costs and also produce some organic matter. It also reduces cost when you control these nematodes that cause this deformation on the roots of the crop. But to use this species, we need more seed in high quality seeds. And we do not have a good system that produces system in high quality. So high quality seed means that we have a success on the crop establishment. And to do that, we need to improve the procedures to evaluate the seed quality using our germination test or Vigo test. As a germination test, in general, our crops, the germination test range for 7 to 35 days. And specifically for this species, we can have the result in 10 days for the germination test. Besides this germination vigor test, we also use this system, seed vigor measuring system. It was developed by the Ohio State University by this first author here, Sacco, and collaborators, initially for lettuce. And then after that, other papers came out with soybean, maize, and melon. And with this paper, we are trying to adjust this system to see if you have some relationship between the traditional procedure like germination and some vigor test and this seed vigor measurement system. That's the way that you use this SysVigor. It's like a scanner. We use the digital image to evaluate the seedling, the growing of the seedling. And then once we plant these seeds, as you can see here, the system measures and gives us different value or parameters like vigor index, seedling growth, and seedling uniformity. That's this system. We see some advantage because it can be quickly. We can quickly obtain some results. It can be complementary to other tests, and the standardization is very easy. In fact, if you look closely, this system is pretty much related to those vigor tests that is based on seed development or seedling performance. So the objective of our study was to assess the efficiency of an automated image analysis system, seed vigor image system, to detect difference among Crotalaria juncea seed lots. Okay, we use during 2 years 7 different seed lots. During these 2 years, the 7 lots that you use in this year is different than those they use in the following year. The moisture of the seed lot varies from 9.3 to 11.2. And they use as a traditional procedures, the germination test, and as vigor, a germination first count, seed field emergence, electroconductivity, and standard vigor imaging system. To try to relate with these traditional ones. In terms of germination, you use alternate temperature, 20 and 30 degrees Celsius. The seeds were sown in sand as a substrate. We first counted the fourth day, and the final count was at 10 day, and we evaluate the normal seedlings. As electroconductivity, we use the bulk method, 50 seeds, 75 milliliters of distilled water, 25 degrees Celsius during 8 hours, and the result were expressed as microsiemens per centimeter per gram. Seedling measurements, you use a line of 1.5 meter long, spaced 25 centimeters apart. And we evaluate the seedling at the emergence after 10 days of sowing. For the seed vigor imaging system, we use 25 seeds sown in two lines in the roller paper tower. The seeds were positioned to facilitate the root growth. Also, I used the two lines in the top of the paper. The roller paper towers were kept in a germination chamber at alternate temperature during 3 and 4 days. It means that you use this seedling with 3 days and 4 days. That's the one image of this seed vigor image system. The seedlings were placed after these 3 or 4 days. They were placed in a hard paper over an aluminum box, then to be scanned by the seed vigor imaging system. That's one view what we can have, and then after we scan the seeds, and then as you can see the picture of the scanner, and you have this vigor index. It varies from 0 to 1,000. And the growth and uniformity of these plants. Okay, as a statistical analysis, we used a completely randomized design for replication, and the results were compared by 2K tests. Okay, in the first year, we have these two lots as the lower vigor by germination, electroconductivity, and seedling emergence. And when you use the seed vigor imaging system, These two seed lots, 6 and 7, also showed the low vigor, but also we got here the seed lot 1. For the second year, we got the lowest vigor for the seed lot 4, and the other one is always in a superior quality. And based on the seed vigor seed image, you also got the lot 4 as the lowest seed quality. So in these 2 years, we basically got the same result using the traditional procedures and using the seed vigor imaging system. So based on that, you can see here one picture of seed lots of high vigor. As you see the seedlings, you have a vigor index as more than 800. And one low vigor, the vigor index is lower. And basically, looking at the seedling, you can see that they are smaller than the previous picture. And based on that, we conclude, but we are pretty sure that we need much more study on that, that some hemp seeds may have their seed vigor quickly and evaluate by this seed vigor image system. The automated image analysis of seedling using this software is sensible to determine the seed vigor when analyzing 3-day seedlings. You remember that you use 3 and 4 days. 3 days is more sensible than 4 days. So we thank this organization, and thank you so much. Okay. If you have any questions.
Are there questions?
Is there any hard-seededness in coral area?
Well, sometime we can find some. Specifically in this study, we didn't have. Okay, it depends on the environment that you produce this seed. When you have a kind of stress, it seems that we probably have more seed. But it's not a big deal for us at this moment. Okay.
Can you automate the system, like doing something faster? Because right now you still have to position the seeds right on the towel.
We just remove from the towel to that hard paper. That's what I mean.
Yeah, so that takes a while if you want to do this.
Well, you need to it takes some time, but not a big deal, because the seedlings is to render those with a kind of equipment or some device. It's not too much than the other thing. Okay.
What happens if you try to read it right off the germination paper?
I'm sorry, Greg.
Transfer to the hard paper, because I have the same system in my lab and we can read it and get good values off of the germination sheet that we did the test on.
Well, that's the recommendation of these people that work with the two daughter that is involved in that. They recommend that we transfer to this paper that we get better pictures. I don't know. In fact, relate to this system, I'm not too much familiar with that, okay?
I got another question. In that bad seed lot you have, many of the root tips were necrotic. Do you have any feel for why that is?
You mean it can be some kind of pathogen or other thing?
Yeah, I just was curious about that.
Well, in fact, if you see, even though those are of higher quality, the value of germination vigor is not so high. It's because well, we don't have a traditional system to produce these seeds, so the market, they don't demand too much in terms of quality. We're trying to improve now, so it's something that some of the seeds come with some kind of level of deterioration, and can be one reason for that.
Maybe it's old seed or something.
Yeah.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.